Hi, this is Christopher Bird of Broadway Fillmore Live. I have Manya Pawlak-Metzler on the line with me from the Harmony Polish Folk Ensemble. Manya and her group perform all around Western New York, sharing Polish culture and their heritage through dance. Good evening, Manya.
Good evening, Chris.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Excellent.
One of the questions that's when I decided to have you come on and speak with me is, what made you decide to become a Polish folk dancer?
Got a fun story about that. Many, many years ago, I want to say it was probably around the year 2000, I went to the Broadway market for some Easter shopping along with my mother and my young daughter, and there was a local Polish folk dance group performing there, and when they were done, they did an audience participation dance, and my daughter joined in, and she absolutely loved it, just absolutely loved it. And so they gave out flyers, and afterwards I called up the number that was on there, and turned out that the place was kind of far away to drive every week, so we opted not to do it at that time. And then I would say maybe a couple years later, we got the Western New York Family Magazine. It's a little thing that comes out. I would get it at the library that has different kid-friendly events.
Right.
And there was an advertisement in it for another Polish folk dance group. And I called up, and it was a little closer, so we decided, sure, why not? So I took her out there, and once again, she totally fell in love with it. And so we kept going for a little while, and eventually I would start to help out with the dancing, and the teenagers and adults had a different group within that same group, and they said, why don't you dance too? And I'm like, oh no, I couldn't, I've never danced before. And they're like, you look like a natural, try it. So I tried it, I loved it, and I've been hooked ever since.
Wow, so you've been dancing then for over 10 years?
About 10 years, yeah, a little more than 10 years.
Tell me a little bit about the history of the Harmony Polish Folk Ensemble.
Sure. Well, we started in 2007, early 2007, and it was a bunch of us who had been involved in Polish folk dancing, some people since they were kids, other people like me, joined as adults, had kids of our own, and there were a couple groups out there already, but we decided to go with our own group to form something a little bit different that didn't just focus on the dancing, but also on different traditions, different, cultural arts involved with Poland. And we wanted a real family group where we would have, you know, different generations involved. So we started that in 2007, and we first were performing in the, or not performing, but practicing in St. John Gualbert Church in their school gymnasium.
Right.
And after a while, we had to switch for financial reasons, and we now are at Polish Cadets of Buffalo, and so we're really excited to be a Buffalo group, and it has been a perfect fit ever since then.
Wow, that's fantastic. How many dancers are in the group?
Right now we have 37 active dancers. We have one of our ladies is out because of a back injury, and we have another family that is out because one of the children is undergoing cancer treatments. But we keep them in our prayers, and God willing, they'll be joining us again soon.
Right. You know, and how many performances do you do a year? I know your big day and a big chunk of your performances are all done on Dingus Day, but over the course of the year, how many performances do you do?
I want to say on average, we do about 25. We have had some years where the highest we've done is 28. The lowest has been 19. But yes, on average, 25. And you are right. We are now at 14 already for the year, and most of those were on Dingus Day. A very fun, busy day for us.
Yeah, well, you know, a little bit about Dingus Day. Tell people what time you start and what time do you end?
This year we started at 10 a.m. Some years we've started even earlier, and we usually end around 11:30, sometimes midnight.
Wow.
We go all day.
Why do you think what you do becoming involved in being a Polish folk dancer, why do you think that's important? Why is it important to you as well?
To me, because I want to carry on the traditions of our ancestors. I feel very connected to the people in Poland who created and choreographed these dances. A lot of people might not realize it, but there are thousands of variations on the regional and national dances of Poland. And there are a lot of other cultures, I'm sure you're aware, that have folk dances. There's Irish dancing and Greek dancing, Ukrainian, you just name it. Pretty much every culture has some kind of folk dancing. But I am just thrilled and just wowed at every time I do research on the Polish folk dancing, because some of the other cultures, you'll look at the dances, and I love them, but you can't always tell one dance from another. And the Polish dances, they're all unique. They all have stories and songs that go with them, and they're just so creative and so amazing. And also, the uniqueness of our group being a family-type group, we have several families with multiple generations, and it keeps us all connected. I mean, how amazing is it that I can dance with my parents and my nieces and nephew and my daughters, and we all dance together? And that's, there are many families like that in our group, and it's just a wonderful way to preserve the tradition and to preserve the family togetherness. It's good exercise, and it's just fun. It's just a lot of fun.
Do you get a lot of inquiries for you to come and dance at different places? I know I've seen you at the Broadway Market for the Broadway Market Easter opening, and I've seen you at various churches around. Do people actively seek you guys out to perform?
They do. We get phone calls all the time, emails to our vice president who takes all the bookings for us, and just constantly. And a lot of the shows that we do are repeat shows year after year, because people, you know, especially for certain activities like Dingus Day, certain events, you know, they want to have that Polish folk culture element to their event. But, yeah, we get a lot of inquiries. And at times we've actually had to turn things down because we've been double booked.
Wow.
It's fun, though.
No, that is fun. And you
said, danger, though, I have to say in that, is we also very much like to learn new dances, and you have to have a certain learning season. Otherwise, you're just practicing for shows, and you're doing the stuff you already know, which is wonderful, but you want to learn new, too.
Right. When does your season start? Or do you have a season, or you just said you have a learning season?
We do. Usually from September, I would say, through about February, we try not to take any shows. I mean, if we do, it's very limited and like a repeat customer kind of thing. You know, someone who we absolutely love, and how can you possibly say no? But usually we try to limit shows that we take during that time because we're learning new stuff.
Is there any one particular dance that you never get bored of doing?
I would say Trojak, which is a Śląsk region dance with one man and two girls. And just because we include everyone in our group, I mean, our youngest dancer is 5, our oldest dancer is 75, and the whole group is on the stage at once, and that is just a riot. I mean, it is just a lot of fun. We try and do that at the end of every show.
And I really like what you had mentioned, the aspect of it is that you're dancing with your parents and your children and family members, and you're really sharing, you know, you're setting off a new generation of Polish folk dancers.
Exactly. Well, and not only that, and the Polish folk dancing is normal, is the key element of what we do. But when we are doing the adult dances at practice, the kids actually have their own little culture session. So they learn about cities in Poland. They learn about Polish, like wycinanki, which is cutout, Polish cutout art.
Right.
You learn about different Polish songs and games. I mean, you name it. We try and teach them different culture every single week. So
you're not just a
but that gets the older adults involved with the children, because they're the ones who teach them. So it's great to watch them pass that stuff on.
So they're not just learning dances. They're learning more about their culture and Polish history. And
right.
I think that adds a – and it probably strikes home to members of your group, and especially the kids – how important the culture and history is of the Polish people.
Right. I mean, it gives them a wonderful sense of pride in their ancestry, you know, where their people came from. And not only that, I mean, one of the things that makes me feel the best right now is that the children in our group that are getting older, who've been doing this, like me, for about 10 years or so, are now starting to teach the youngest children, and they're doing research on the dances. They're choreographing some variations of their own, and they're stepping up and becoming leaders. And that just melts my heart to see that happen. It is like the greatest feeling to see them, like you've passed on the torch, and you feel like you're a success when that happens.
That's very, very cool. If someone wanted to join your dance troupe, how can they get involved?
Well, we practice, like I said, at Polish Cadets, which is on Grant and Amherst Streets in Buffalo, every Friday night from about 7 to 9. So the kids would dance from 7 to 8, and the adults from 8 to 9. We have a website, www.harmonypfe.org. They can contact us through that. There's a link. Or our vice president's phone number is 228.
Can people get involved with, you know, let's say maybe they didn't want to do an entire time commitment. Are you open to different, you know, levels of having people join?
Well, they would have to get up to speed with the dances, but then we have a lot of people who either work or have other commitments on Friday night. They come sometimes every other week or can't come for a while. We try and do like a refresher before a show, that kind of thing. So there is some flexibility involved, especially when we have such a big group. You know, it gives us more options, I think.
When is the Harmony Polish Folk Ensemble performing next?
In a few days. We actually are performing this Saturday, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the St. Francis of Assisi Church in the city of Tonawanda at 70 Adams Street, and they are doing their fourth annual Polish Festival, and they have asked us to stop in and do a few dances. So we're excited. That's a new venue for us.
Thank you, Manya. I really appreciate you taking a few moments out of your evening to speak with me, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. You're very welcome, Chris. It was entirely my pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.